Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nice little Texas rock and roll there coming at you. Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime 13-year member, actually 14-year member of our Brain Trust, and she's the president of Unity Marketing. We got her right out of junior high school, and so we're so glad she can hang out with us. She's the author of something under 100 books that have sold about 1 billion copies across the galaxy. Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. What Do Henrys Want? That's one of my favorites. That's one of her new ones. Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. You see the picture, folks. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
How about that? After 14 years, I finally got it right. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Folks, can they find this research that we're talking about on your website, Pam?
Yes, they certainly can. It's in my media center, and I think that you know, it's really powerful information for
it's
people
amazing.
To know. Because
it's really important stuff, folks. You need to go read what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But don't go now. Keep listening. Okay. So one of the things that I want to come back to just for a minute is something you were wrapping up on as we wrapped up the last break, and that's how the middle class is getting smaller, but not the upper class, but the prosperous end of the middle class, they're doing better?
Yes, they are doing significantly better, acquiring more wealth, and their income's growing, and the affluent, the people with incomes of 100,000 and more, those households are growing so much faster than people in the lower and middle income sectors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to realize that the rich and the almost rich, which I call the Henrys, the Hyers,
right,
not rich yet, are really growing so much faster in the consumer economy. And retailers and small businesses really need to understand that, because so many of them are focused, because they used to, looking at middle income and thinking in terms of selling and positioning around price and discounts and so on. I mean, that strategy doesn't necessarily work with the affluent,
right,
because
right,
they love to save money. I mean, there's no question about that. But they really have the means to spend more.
That's right.
If you give them a reason.
And if you
to buy
start
from
talking
you.
About price right up front, it'll turn them off.
Well,
if you're going to save them money, fine. But do it after they've fallen in love with you. They're not going to fall in love with you because you're the cheapest.
Exactly.
Because they can go online and get the cheapest.
That's right.
If they're in front of you, they see something in you that they can't get online. You can better
that. Exactly.
I want to move over now. I want to move over and talk about another area here that's really, I think, important. I think this is one of the biggest parts. In terms of total dollars, the biggest parts of this research, and that's the sheltering in place. People are staying at home, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are. They
Tell
are
us about
not
that.
Moving anywhere near as quickly as they used to. Before, in the 60s, about 20% of American households would move in any particular year. And now the number is down to about 10%.
Wow.
And if we think about what happens when people move, I mean, there's lots of purchasing done in anticipation of the move,
right,
you know, boxes and moving companies and all
well,
kinds
they,
of other
they,
things.
They're buying houses.
But more
they're,
so
they're
when, they, when they land in their new place.
And they're selling and buying, and there's all kinds of closing opportunity with, you know, all the different the infrastructure for the buying and selling of houses. Here's one of the manifestations of this part of your research, Pam, and that is that when you drive around your town and notice how few houses there are for sale, realtors will tell you their inventory is way down because people aren't selling their homes.
That's right.
And so you could say, well, that makes, if you don't have much inventory, that makes my, if I want to sell my house, that makes it more of a seller's market. Well, that's fine as long as you know that there's somebody who wants to buy your house. That's another part of the demographics issue, isn't it?
That's right, because there's not as many people moving. But you know,
or young people,
from a small...
or young people who want to buy a McMansion.
Right. No, they don't. That's not the houses that they want.
No.
That's one of the big trends that we're going to see is that millennials, the young people who are now, the millennial are now 38 years old. So they're starting to think, you know, seriously about buying houses. And they want smaller houses. They want convenient houses. They want to live in town, not, you know, out in the boonies. So the McMansions of their parents' generation are not the kind of homes that they want.
That's right.
that they're looking for.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, folks, these are all and the thing to remember, this is not speculation that Pam's talking about. These people
No.
are alive. They've got checkbooks and credit cards. They're making decisions. And it is not one of the easiest things to forecast is what these people
Right.
are going to do over the next 5 to 10 years.
That's exactly right. But, you know, from a Main Street point of view, though, that people are staying in their homes longer means that they're going to be investing in updates and improvements and remodeling
Right.
and redecorating. So there's lots of opportunity around those kinds of purchase behavior
Mm-hmm.
for Main Street retailers and service providers who can help these homeowners
Right.
enhance the quality of their life.
Another
homes.
Part of this research, folks, as we go to the break, I want to get this in here because when we come back, we're going to talk about who's working and who isn't working. But here's a couple of other big points, folks. More young adults, fewer children. That's a demographic shift there. Also, many people are not getting married like they used to. They're going it alone. That's a demographic, that's a consumer opportunity possibly for you. Tintail, right back with Pam Danziger. UnityMarketingOnline.com is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.